The snow is coming down. States of emergency have been declared, and there is no end in sight immediately for that snow to taper off, perhaps later this afternoon. But already, the Philadelphia airport logging 13 inches of snow. And with us again this morning, keeping tabs on all kinds of developments with the storm, WHYY's Tom McDonald. Tom, good morning.
And 13 inches isn't the highest snow tally. Mount Holly got 18.5 inches outside the National Weather Service headquarters. Atlantic City, 12.5. 15 in Levittown, 11 in Willow Grove, 14 in Mays Landing. Scott Wall of Avalon says they are working to clear the streets.
Over a foot of snow has fallen overnight in Avalon. Roads are very treacherous. Public Works was out for 10 hours overnight plowing roads, but the snow continues to come down. This is going to be a prolonged street clearing event for Avalon.
Avalon is warning second homeowners not to try to venture down to check on their homes. They will be going up and down the streets as they are clearing them. If they see any problems, they will make people aware. The city of Philadelphia is having a 1 o'clock press conference. They are going to update on the 800 trucks and 1,000 personnel that have been tasked with clearing up this snowstorm. It's going to be another lifting operation because you're not going to be able to clear all this snow off the streets. Matt?
Tom, thank you so much for the update. And this potent storm has prompted New Jersey to declare a state of emergency as the entire Garden State is under a blizzard warning. Governor Mikey Sherrill says this is likely going to end up being the worst storm to hit the state since 1996.
There is a 90% likelihood of the whole state getting a foot of snow or more. The coast especially could see 2 or more feet, along with a flooding risk.
A blizzard warning is also in effect for Pennsylvania and Delaware. That warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Well, more than 1,000 people packed Chinatown yesterday ahead of the overnight snow dump for the Lunar New Year parade. The start of the show was the Lion Dance, a symbolic dance meant to chase away evil spirits and bring good luck and fortune at the start of the new year. Betsy Lee Fong is with the Philadelphia Suns, who choreographed this year's dance.
The Lion Dance and the music and the drums, all generations are out today. That's what keeps the spirit and the celebration alive.
Lunar New Year events will continue in the city through the next few weeks, including a celebration at the Parkway Central Library on March 14th. Well, gray and cloudy skies, lots of snow still coming down. Atlantic City at 30 degrees, Wilmington at 32, 31 in Center City, Philadelphia. As the snow continues, the temperatures are going to slowly rise. Philly's high today going to be about 36 degrees or so. Looks like we should see the snow taper off by the early to mid-afternoon. And then after that, a cold day tomorrow with temperatures not going to get past freezing.